Hey, what about you? Who do you serve? What God do you worship? I want to tell you about my God. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the beginning and the end because He is the great I Am. He's the God of the universe. He created all things, set the moon and stars in their place, and in Him, all things hold together. You see, He's been stirring something in my heart the past few weeks. Does your God ever do that for you? My God knows me well. He created me, knit me together in my mother's womb. He loved me so much. When sin separated us, He sent His Son Jesus to die and pay the price for my sins. But it didn't end there. He rose again and defeated death, hell, and the grave so I can spend eternity in heaven with Him. I have a purpose. I am loved. My God is living and He walks with me. He is with me everywhere I go. Because I accepted His free gift of salvation through His Son Jesus, He now lives in me. So my heart is often stirred to action by the truth of His Word and the leading of His Spirit. I want my life to align to His will for me because in that place I find rest. It's what's best for me. He created me, so He knows me best and is a good, good Father who wants to give me the desires of my heart as I delight in Him. And right now, my heart is stirred, and I can't be silent. Is God stirring your heart today? Maybe it's a scripture God is using to move you to action or change. Sometimes a conversation with a friend can open your heart to something God is wanting to show you or teach you. Every week, my preacher husband delivers God's word to our church family of families, and I walk away chewing on some truth that God wants me to meditate more on. The Word of God is sharp, living, and active. So when I have something that gets my attention, I do not want to ignore it. You shouldn't either. Write it down, read it again, discover more about it, and ask God to reveal how you can apply it to your life. Just knowing the truth doesn't lead to change no more than a bar of soap not applied to your body can wash it clean, right? Where do you stand with the living God? Today is the day of salvation. Joshua 24, 14 and 15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. These words are a part of Joshua's final message for God's people before his death. He was 110 years old, and he lays it all out on the table, reminding them of where they came from and all God had done. Still, he asks, "Who will you serve?" As for me, I will serve the Lord. Those are the words I can't get out of my heart. As for me, I will serve the Lord. I get up every day with that in my mind. It's something my husband declares for our family, and maybe your parents or grandparents or some godly figure in your past declared it over you. But here's the thing, have you declared it for yourself? Their faith won't save you. Choose you this day whom you will serve. We are daily surrounded by other gods. We put so many things above serving the Lord. It's not easy. There will be persecution, but there is no one like my God. And as for me, I will serve the Lord. That makes all the difference in my life. That's the truth. That's what God has stirred in me. Write these words down or put them in your phone. As for me, who do I serve? What do you choose? As for me, I will serve the Lord. I'm Lori Klein.